Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 15, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Wren, 98, here, along with
Okay, good morning, TNT. It is Friday. You are here once again, waiting for the weekend. So, Ray, you all right?
Everything good. No updates went out.
Well, I just got to tell you, you're excited, not sounding too excited today. Just to let
you
know. Oh,
really?
Okay.
Maybe it's because of the rain.
Oh, is it raining there today?
Yes.
All right.
So that dampens
guys.
Just a tad.
Oh, all right.
But a call from the bank will wipe that out real quick.
It will do that for all of us. Yes, for sure. Okay, guys, nothing went out because we're all on hold. And by on hold, it simply means that we're waiting to see what happens today and over the weekend. We're waiting to see if things get implemented as they should. So, yes, before you ask, Texas is not at the Shane Center. They are at their bank. And they are not on standby alert or anything as of yet. They simply went to work today. Like nothing is happening. Now, other states and regions are still at exchange locations. We have one in particular that we know that has exchanged every day this week. They are actually doing live exchanges. I can tell you they said they're doing them for, once again, I know you guys are not going to like it, but the rich are getting richer. It's part of the process, he tells us. But this is the funny thing, guys, and they're doing the exchanges. Rich people didn't buy a lot of currency. You would think they would have bought it all if they believed in this, but they're telling us they didn't buy, so they're not exchanging huge amounts. Some of them, you know, already are millionaires. He said they only bought $1 million, $2 million, and that's what he's exchanging because that's all they bought. Yep, they're letting them exchange because of who they are, their clients, and the fact that they are leaving the money there. So, I guess. So, they're looking for investors and people who really don't need the money to give it to at the time. Unfortunately. But the good thing is we know exchanges are continuing. So, they're going to come. They haven't stopped. The banks are still ready. In Iraq itself, they are still protesting. Some provinces are having peaceful protests. Others are actually having violent protests, which is bad. They're still trying to get to the green zone, which is bad. Let me see. It says all over Iraq today, citizens attacking in different provinces. And we actually have a video. I didn't send it to you guys because who wants to see all that? But I'll send it to you if you want to. Supreme religious leader Safi spoke today, warning the government and political leaders of the dangers of not granting demonstrators their demands. This was a long speech. It was given at the morning mosque. Violent protests all day occurring all over Iraq. So it came from there. I also have information from somebody else saying there was also peaceful protests taking place in certain provinces, too. The main thing is they continue to protest. They continue to say they're not going to stop this time until some actual reforms take place. And the thing about it is the only reform that can take place back immediately is the RV. Everything else has to be voted on, approved by Parliament. They have to assign new ministers, new Parliament members. All those things have to go through a process. So the quickest and only thing that could happen actually is the RV itself, which hopefully, if it doesn't happen today, will happen sometime over the weekend, because they promised they're not going to stop this time until they get some reforms completed, which a lot of people say is a good thing for us, keeping the pressure on. It's going to make them do it now. All the shops were closing today. Store owners were closing their stores, becoming part of the protests. All the religious leaders are making announcements and statements, becoming part of the protest. So increasing the pressure, which I know sounds bad to us, but maybe, you know, the best thing to happen, as they say, a blessing in disguise to make this thing go ahead and happen. But that's where we're at today. Nothing special. Tier 2 banks, fortunately, are still doing exchanges. And I'm trying to figure out how to get on the list, how they're picking their people. And so far, all I'm getting is they're already bank people and they're already millionaires. So that's who is getting paid out right at the moment. But they are getting paid out. That's a good thing. Everybody else is just waiting. All right, Ray, that's it. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's start with questions. 1 second while I refresh this screen. Jim and KC says, on Wednesday, you said there were two banks with 10 million limits on dinar and dong at the contract rates. Did you? That was my question. Did you?
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to finish the sentence. Okay. First of all, I did not say there were two banks with the limit.
Okay.
Because there could be 20, 30 banks with that limit. I know of one major bank that is saying they are going to have limits, one of the big five, of $10 million each to do the contract rates. I know another tier two bank, I keep calling it tier two bank, it could just be a lower level tier one bank. I need to actually look that up. But they said they were going to do no limits on the dinar contract rate and no limit on the $2 rate for the dong. They were going to base it on how much you have and how long you're going to leave it there. And actually, we did get the answer to that question. Yeah. This made me think of it. I got to go back and find it so I give it to you guys right. Unless, Ray, unless you remember it off the top of your head. Let me see.
Nope.
All right, let me see. Hold on. Okay, so they said to get the $2 rate, you have to leave the money there at least 3 years.
Oh, that part. I thought you were trying to remember something else.
Nope, that was it. So he said
okay.
At least 3 years to get the $2 rate, but it's an unlimited amount. And hey, I already told you guys how to beat that thing. Get all your money up front and get paid off of that. 3 years, I'd do it. All right, what's next?
Is that limit still in place?
It was yesterday.
10 million limit, okay. Forex updated rates last night. Are there any significant changes?
I didn't look at it. If they know they updated them, what did they say?
Okay. Mr. Rupia, still showing 186 on the screens. We haven't received any other information on it. So. Okay. Light Spirit says, been paying attention to Ukraine and wondering if maybe, just maybe, there might be something that Iraq may or may not be doing that is causing the light to change from green to red and back again.
Hmm. What does that have to do with Ukraine?
I was wondering that, but I thought maybe I was reading it wrong.
Okay. I have no idea.
I'm not following
what you're
Ukraine,
about.
So I don't know what they're up to over there, sir.
Is Iraq doing something, turning the light from red to green, just on their own? They're not doing something. People are watching the protesters. They're not making an announcement. But I don't think they're doing anything. They're saying, go, go, no, wait. Go, go, no, wait. We're not seeing anything like that as of yet. We still know in the middle of this, the U.S. and Iran are both still fighting for power. There was a mutual agreement, which I guess now, since the people have risen up and demanding change, gives everybody another opportunity for change, which could be exactly it. And they're saying, do what the people want, is what the U.S. is saying. They said at the meeting yesterday, they put it out in the article, do what the people want, and that is change your government and get the Iranian influence out of it. So the U.S. could simply just be saying, hey, we didn't say nothing. It's your own people. I mean, we agreed. We said, okay, we're going to work this out. But now they're saying something else. So let's just see what happens. I don't know. We know the banks were ready to go. They should be ready to go before this happened. And we're in day 20 right now. And today, Texas is sitting at home and have no plans for going back over the weekend as of yet. And they haven't told their people if they do. At the same token, the rest of the country, and the same time, the rest of the country, are sitting at the exchange centers trying to figure out what's going on. And one of them is even exchanging, like I said. So the information is not being passed around to all the banks either. Okay, what's next?
Sunstar says, Tony, in the past, you stated, per the exchange of the dinar, the bank fees are already built into the exchange rate. True or false, or you don't know? Thank you.
The bank fees or our taxes? The bank is going to charge you a fee. It's not. I said in the past it was negotiable. Our council person came back and said, you know what, guys, it's not even enough to negotiate. Just go ahead and do your exchange. You're going to have to look at that based on how much you have. Because I'm not going to give them personally $100,000 to do my exchange or anything like that for sitting down on a couple pieces of paper and money they're going to have in their bank anyway. But that's me. Now, and I know mine is going to be negotiable. Now, somebody who's just going in there with $100,000 or $500,000 may not be negotiable. And that's something you guys are going to have to look at and decide. My interest rate that I get on my money is going to be negotiable. And I know that. So the majority of you, depending on how long you leave it there, should still be negotiable, even if it's a point or a quarter point. And you guys will see how much difference y'all make, even a quarter point based on how much money you have. So I'm trying to negotiate everything. And that's what you should be trying to do. It may not make a difference, like you said, for the majority of you, depending on how much you have. But nothing beats a failure but a try. If they charge me $5,000, $10,000, the bank is there to make money, and they're giving you $1 million, $2 million, who cares? I'm going to get that back in interest next week, tomorrow. I'm not there to argue over that, trying to get through that. But if it's something ridiculous, I wouldn't go with it. But.
All right. With statements in Iraq of the entire cabinet being replaced, how does this affect the completion of the reforms and revaluation of the dinar?
Well, and that's the issue. That's why I said what they can do to stop the demonstrations is revalue the currency. And then say, hey, we're working on this. They put out a list of demands. So far, Parliament is putting out articles telling them on Monday they're going to vote on this change next week they're going to vote on this and get it done, because so those things can't be done overnight. They have to write new rules and new laws, which they're doing right now in meetings that they're having, in order to make some of these changes. They can't just arbitrarily make them. Those are the things that the citizens don't understand or don't care about any longer, because it's taking too long. They're tired of them procrastinating. If you look at today's articles, that's what it says. Procrastination, procrastination, procrastination. We are tired of it. We're tired of getting the lip service. We want to see some actions. And again, those aren't things that can be done in 48 hours, 72 hours. The agreements, things that have to be done. For them to change the government, like they're saying, and put people in office with no political party, which I don't even understand how you do that. No religious affiliation. How do you do that in that country? Everybody here in the U.S. has a political party, Republican, Democrat, or Independent. But you're going to be one of them. So how do you wipe out every government office? Because we're even talking about local government people. They're burning their houses. They're kidnapping government officials now. They kidnapped a general that's in charge. I mean, if you won't remove them, we're going to remove them. People are getting kidnapped by the government. Now the people are kidnapping government officials. So for all that to stop, you give them some money. Okay, here, we change the lifestyle. Now let us do this. I can figure it out. You can figure it out. I don't know why they can't figure it out. It's the easiest thing to do to move forward. But we'll see what happens. Again, over the weekend, they make the announcement. The UN is telling them to do just that. The U.S. is telling them, give the demonstrators what they want. And I think that's the best way to see it happen. We're waiting to see what happens today. So there's a million-person demonstration today. See how out of control it gets. If it spills over until tomorrow and Sunday, then they know it's time. If they run out of time, and something has to be done now. So we'll see. All right, next.
All right. You stated online exchange dealers will be notified when the reevaluation of the dinar happens. Do you have any contacts in this arena? If so, any news you can share?
I do not. I'm not talking to any of those guys. But you will know, just like they will know, because they will all stop selling. They'll shut down their site. They won't take any more orders, anything, whether it's 2 hours before or that last hour. You will know that they've been notified. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Wasson, last week I purchased dinar from Citibank, and half of them were new lower notes. Will I have a problem in exchanging them?
I don't know what new lower notes are that you purchased from Citibank. So if you're listening, if you can come back and ask that question again right now and explain what new lower notes are, we can have a conversation about it. I'd love to know exactly what they gave you that were new lower notes. Okay?
What's yeah, that? Me too, now that you mention it. Okay, Cave and CA51. What currencies are being exchanged this week by the bank? Is ZIM included?
No. The bank that's doing the exchanges is not doing ZIM, will not do ZIM. But they are doing dong and dinar.
And real.
And real. But, no, they have real on the screen, but nobody has brought it in yet, right?
Right, but that was my interpretation.
Okay.
They will exchange it if you bring it in, but no one's brought it in.
Yeah,
to exchange.
But no one has brought it in. Yeah, okay.
I have two pieces. If they're listening, I'll bring mine in, And you just call me.
Yeah. I think I have one of those too. I don't know what it is. But, all right, go ahead.
All right, Dillard says, are any of the exchanges being done at Wells Fargo?
Oh, man. He can't tell you that. Can we tell him that? Can we tell him where it actually is? No.
No, I'm not going to tell them where it actually is. But I guess.
No, it's not even Wells Fargo. I was going to tell him.
If we can tell them where it actually ain't.
Okay.
Let's see.
But no, we're not talking about Wells Fargo. Okay.
Right. D2X, if the RV is being controlled by the U.S. via the Treasury, as stated here on TNT and prior calls, then how does the riot activity in Iraq influence the decision process within the U.S. Treasury?
Okay. I discussed this several times, guys.
You did.
So you understand, huh?
Yeah? Go ahead.
Oh, all right. The U.S. Treasury is not going to let us exchange money that's going to be worthless next week or next month because the economy collapsed or the whole country collapsed. They're going to make sure it's going to be a stable currency first, just like Iraq. If they go ahead and do it and say, hey, this is our new rate, which CBI did put out a statement yesterday. It wasn't the day before yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Saying that regardless what's going on in the country right now with the citizens, their currency was going to be stable. CBI said it's not going to affect the value or rate of their currency because they have enough reserves to stabilize it anyway, which was a good thing and what we all wanted to hear. Okay, the rate could still go through. That's what the CBI said yesterday. That's what the U.S. is going to want to know before they let us all line up at the bank, that this currency is going to be good next year, the year after, and the 30 years that they have on their agreement before they just let it go. That's all. Everything else is carrot and stick, guys. They're just using it to negotiate the power in Iraq. The currency is going to be good. Okay?
Okay. Let's go live. Talk to some folks here. First caller, 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your insight and information. Needless to say, trying to digest some of all of this and put it into perspective. I am curious with respect to the fact that there are the exchanges currently going on that you've had clarified and verified. Have they indicated how many they are actually able to do? Granted, they may not, you know, they're bringing in smaller amounts, surprisingly, but are they abiding by the kind of the ratio that they were expecting several months ago?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It's more, the reason I'm asking this is that you're saying that these tend to be favored individuals. Surprisingly enough, they have not apparently bought fairly large numbers and that they're coming in with smaller amounts for exchanging and that they're getting better rates because they're leaving it at a longer time. But if they're only coming in with $1 or $2 million, it would seem, in my calculations, that it's not going to take them that long to be exchanging. And are they using this as a means of going, okay, well, this took 20 minutes. We thought it was going to take 30, or it only took 10, or whatever. And that are we finding that they are rethinking how long it's going to take for larger amounts to be coming in? That's what I'm looking at. It's like how many people have actually been exchanged, how long are each of the exchanges taking, bearing in mind that they only be maybe $1 or $2 million on average.
Right. Okay. So that's not my understanding. My understanding is they have the process down to where it's going to go, and they know how it should take versus how much you have. anything. They're just actually doing exchanges. Instead of sitting around doing nothing, they decided to process some of their people for something that they absolutely know is going to happen. They just don't know when. So, okay, they're ahead of the curve. Not to figure out the process, because that has been done. Just to get some of their favorite sons out of the way. And again, these people are already rich, so they're just putting the money back into the bank. They're not like me and you, you know, hey, I need that money. I need new cars, I need new houses, I got to buy a plane, I got to go on my trip. These guys already do that, so it's just adding more money to the bank's coffers and getting their favorite people out the way at the same time. That's simply all. I don't think there's any other reason for them doing it.
And they are actually receiving cash in this transaction versus SKRs.
Yes, and I specifically asked that question because Wells Fargo was giving them SKRs, but this bank says they're actually giving them cash.
And did they give you any range in terms of what they were actually making that transaction at? Or is that privileged information with just the customers?
Well,
because
yeah,
we know
I
what
mean,
the range is that you've told us in the past, but whether or not they got a little bit more narrowed down and specific on that.
Now, the only thing you told me is they were surprised at how many millionaires and multimillionaires they were processing who didn't buy a whole lot of either one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they didn't even buy $10 million. So they said, we're just processing them, giving them this, and it's no big deal to them because they already have millions. But what they are being told at all levels is they can't buy any more.
Okay.
So it's not like they can say, oh, it's real, it really worked, now let me go buy some more. They cannot buy any more at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your anticipation level for Friday afternoons, still high on your list, that's a good time for this to occur, just like verification, confirmation.
Yeah, it's always a good time to me for it to occur. And here's the catch-22, guys, that you guys got to understand, everybody. If they're rioting over here in the streets right now, and there's a million of them, do they announce the RV and show that you intimidated us into doing what you wanted us to do? Because that's what's going to happen as soon as they do. Hey, whenever we don't like something, let's just do this, and they're going to do what we want them to do. Or do they try to do what they say they're doing? They have a small contingent that they're having meetings with, hour after hour. They're trying to work out a deal where they can come on and announce, hey, this is our deal. This is when we're going to do it. So it makes sense that we negotiated a deal. You didn't force us into a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the kind of thing that we're waiting to see. Could all that happen over the weekend? Yes. Could all that happen at 5:30 this evening? Probably not. But I'll tell you this, so you guys can have no clue. If Texas goes in, I will tweet it out so we all can be on pins and needles together. How's that?
I second the motion, and thank you ever so much for that. And whenever all of this happens, we know that that's 10 days hence from this. That's the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And again, Tony and Ray, appreciate your insights and all of the info that you do share with us. Most appreciated. Enjoy the day and have a great weekend. Thanks again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 619, area code, you are on.
Sorry about that. My question has been answered. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
727, area code, you are on.
Is that me, Ray?
That is you.
Wow. Well, I'm just... could you go to somebody else? Because I'm just finishing up emptying my truck. And I'll be 5 minutes, and then I can chat. you can come back,
sir.
Man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Fantabulouser to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. You all have answered my question. I appreciate you getting me on, though. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. We hope it be a great
like on a Sunday morning or a Sunday, you know, where old people are.
All
righty. Nice.
Bye bye.
For all their dinner.
407. Hey. 407. You're
hey.
On.
Can you pay for it and walk out without them even knowing?
407. Okay. 407. You're off.
You need to quit talking about old people like that. All right, go ahead.
404. You're on. 404. All right. 504. You are on. 504.
Okay. 504.
This
is gonna be a short call.
I'm gonna keep. I need to make sure I record these numbers. These people getting on the Q&A for no reason. You're off. 203 area code. 203 area code.
Wait, they can't hear you yet because it's behind. Hold on. Yeah.
203 area code.
Okay, now you can drop them.
Yeah, they're not paying attention either.
Yeah, drop them off the call, then they'll wake up.
214 area code. Oh, I've been doing that. 214.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, I just want to make sure it was me because you kept not doing too well there, you guys. My question is, I haven't been on the call in a minute, and you stated today, Tony, that Zimbabwe is it or is not in the basket when you stated that they weren't letting them exchange it right now, but is it still in the basket?
Oh, I was going to say, you say I stated today, I said the bank wasn't exchanged. Yes, it is still in the basket as far as the larger banks are concerned. They still have a rate, and they're still telling us they're going to exchange it.
Okay.
So I said that particular bank that's doing the live exchanges right now, they are not exchanging the yen.
Okay. And I guess they're not exchanging the Indonesia or Afghan either, or people just haven't brought it in. Is that on the screen?
Nope. People haven't brought it in.
But it is, if they brought it in like the Iranian Rial, they'd be able to exchange it, just not the ZIM.
Well, I didn't ask him about those.
Oh.
But because he said the only ones that they're doing is those two, because that's all people brought in, Ray in particular asked him about the Rial, and he said, yes, we have it, but nobody's brought it in. So I didn't ask him about Indonesian rupiah or the other ones. Okay.
You also stated that people are exchanging right now and receiving cash, and they stated that they couldn't go and purchase anymore, but what's not to have them go and tell a friend or somebody else if they haven't done an NDA and they just got the regular rate?
Okay. They didn't say they couldn't tell anybody. They told them they could not use that money to buy any more, and they told them they could not give that money to anyone else to buy any more. That was specifically what they have been told, and they would track
okay, so,
it. They didn't
so
say
they can
you can't go
money.
Tell everybody else this is real and tell them to do what they need to do. So, no.
But they can use other funds to purchase more, correct?
No.
Well, they told them they could not buy any more. No.
Okay. They can't buy any more, but, I mean, they got kids, they got relatives, they got...
No. They're going to track their money for those purposes. They told them no one in their lineage could buy any with this money. They could not give money to people to go buy.
Right, but I know wealthy people know other wealthy people.
Right. There's no. I didn't say they couldn't tell other wealthy people, hey, y'all better jump on this. I mean, because it's real, and here's my paperwork, and this is what they paid me. I didn't say they couldn't do that.
And couldn't those people gift some to them at this point?
No, they cannot give anybody that money to go buy. No. They told them they can't do that.
So they can do no more exchanges.
They can buy no more currency. Yes, that's what they told me.
Okay.
They can buy no more currency.
No more currency.
You want to circumvent that. And I understand what you're trying to do. So this is what I would do. You want to know how to do it? You tell your brother, hey, man, this is really real. Look what they paid me. Go to the bank and get a loan for 20 grand and buy all this or do this or whatever it is. Or go to the pawn shop or go to what do you call them, guys? I don't know, to the mall, whatever
shark.
You call them. Just go get the money.
Loan shark.
Go to the loan shark, whatever it is. Get the money because you're going to get paid. That's all. So take out a mortgage on the house, a second, or loan, or whatever you need to do. But go do this because it's real. There's nothing stopping them from doing that. What they can't
do is
give them any of the millions of dollars they just got to go buy more. That's what they can't do.
Right. I understood that, but the person that they told, when they go to an exchange, once this is real, could they gift them some now before the original RV and then they go exchange again? No. Or gift them money?
No. They cannot give them money to buy currency with.
No. I know the people that just exchange can't do that, but the people that they tell... Are you understanding what I'm saying, Ray? The people
his brother, okay, and can his brother go tell 10 other people? Or can he give 10 other people money to buy some? What?
Right. And those people, and say, since I gave you that information, get me a million. And give it to me. As my...
Okay. So... You want me to conspire with you on a live call with thousands of people with the banking system. Okay. Here we go.
I'm just wondering, you know, because I mean they're out there.
Well,
now.
Just so you know, because you obviously don't, but conspiracy is automatic 10-year sentence. Watch the news and see what happens to Roger Stone.
No, we don't want that.
Okay.
And the Zim notes that are out right now, the $2 and the $5, is that, I mean, what are we waiting for with Zimbabwe at this point?
Those Zim notes, first of all, are not here in the U.S. They're in Zimbabwe.
Right.
So I know nobody that has one, and I don't know anyone that's going to get one. To tell you the truth, before this happened, we're waiting for Zimbabwe, the same thing. We're waiting for the rial, the rupee, the dong, and everything else. We're waiting for Iraq because the whole GCR and everything is based on Iraq.
Okay. And a question for Ray, and I know you've probably answered this. What's the difference between a grantor trust and a non-grantor trust?
Taxation. If it's a grantor's trust, the grantor is going to be responsible for the taxes, not the trust.
But can the grantor be sued then?
Sure.
Like the trust can be sued also, right?
Sure.
So anybody
can be sued. So it doesn't eliminate... for somebody to come after the trustee or the trust or a grantor. It that trust don't eliminate that.
No, trust don't stop anyone from suing someone.
Okay.
The purpose of the tool, as far as lawsuit conversation, is somebody mm-hmm. suing you, they're going after what you own.
Okay.
If
so if
you don't
own
it, they can't take it from
grantor.
You.
But if I'm the grantor,
it has nothing to do with being
the
grantor. No, you don't understand the system. Well, I'm talking about ownership now. It's nothing to do with grantor or trustee. It's ownership. That's what the protection is. Can't get blood out of a turnip. Somebody's suing you, they're out for blood. You need to learn how to live like a turnip.
Right.
And that's not owning.
So
being
a
grantor,
has
nothing to do with that part. Well, true, but you could be a trustee and not have ownership.
Okay.
Now, the grantor and the trustee, that's all just in the trust being created. Who created it? Who's running it? Don't confuse that with just the concept of the tool represents you need something to own an asset if you don't want me to sue you and take it from you.
Okay.
It needs to be owned by someone else or something else.
Something.
Now, from the business arena, people use corporations because they're in business, and that's what the corporation was created for the liability protection for business owners. But if you're not in a business, if you're not running a business, you can't use that tool to protect your assets. So you need to have something else.
Right.
And the trust would be
the, trust comes
the next best thing because it does not have to be engaged in a business. It's an entity, and if it owns something, it just owns it.
Okay, and if it's a grantor's trust, because I think that's what I like, the grantor can make changes to the trust.
No, you do not like a grantor's trust. I just told you the grantor, if it's a grantor's trust, any income that comes to that trust, the grantor is going to be held responsible to pay the taxes and not the trust. Now, who's going to have the write-offs?
Okay.
The trust would, if there's any expenses.
Okay.
The grantor can't claim expenses by the trust, but it can sure be taxed on it if it's deemed as a grantor's trust. So you want nothing to do with a grantor's trust.
So if you have a non-grantor's trust and you want changes in the trust, how do you...
You need to learn some more about trust. Right.
I do.
You're on the outside looking in. And I answer that question, then another question is going to come up.
Okay, let me let y'all go. I got it.
Thank
got
you, though.
Y'all have a wonderful day, though. Thank you.
Have a great day. Great weekend.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
708 area code, you are on.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you for being on. How are you?
I am fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I am fantastic. Thank you. Hey, I have a clarification question. Something that, Tony, you mentioned earlier and in the call. And I just want to clarify. Or perhaps you can guide me the right way. Earlier in the call, you mentioned that to get the $2 rate, the banks are requiring you to keep the money there for 3 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not all of it.
That was my next question. A certain percentage of it?
Yeah. So... Again, he told us the $2 rate was based on how much and how long. So we said how long, and he's saying at least 3 years. Well, since he leaked, but he said 3 years. So then you have to determine how much. And I didn't get a 25%, 50%, or 75%. All I got was 3 years. So I will be a little bit more specific and try to get a percentage.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. That is really helpful. I thought on the last call, the example that you gave was fantastic, and it made perfect sense to me. So the 3 years just kind of helps me put the puzzle together a little bit more. So thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Okay.
All right.
386 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good afternoon, Tony, and good morning. I mean, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
All right, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Listen, do you know what any of the new rates are yet? I heard they were posted, but I don't know.
I think we gave out the rates on Wednesday. Right?
Yeah, we don't know anything new since Wednesday.
Okay, so the rates are the same as Wednesday. Okay, that's all I really wanted to know. And thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day, and God bless you.
All right,
thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Takes us to 610. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, G-Man. Ray. Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good to hear from you.
All right, yes. Thank you very much. And I am doing super fantastic. And it is another
cool
dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you could go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Hey, G-Man, do you know about the Christmas party, right?
I do, Ray. And
okay.
I don't know that I'll be able to be there, but it's still on the calendar, maybe, but I'll let you know.
Okay. Hey, you can set up a GoFundMe account and anyway, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Okay. I don't know nothing about the Christmas party, and probably 10,000 other people don't know either. So.
Well, those in the forum know, and that's enough. We can't accommodate everybody. And
okay.
Let's see. You made me lose my place. Where was I? Here we are. 317. There you are.
Hello. How are you guys
Hello.
Today? Thank you for taking my call once again.
Okay, good morning.
Just a quick question, hopefully. Just kind of confused. When you say that the United States is telling them to give them what they want, for a country that's been waiting on this forever, what would they be waiting on if they have the okay from us to do this?
If they had the okay from us to do the RV, what would they be waiting on? Okay.
Well, you said,
so,
you
first
said
of
that,
all,
hopefully I understood what you were saying, that you were saying that, you know, they tell, we're telling them to give them what they want to calm them down. We know the RV is what they want. So I'm just kind of, you know, not understanding who actually is in control right now.
Okay. The RV is what they need and what they want, and they want the auctions to stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
CBI can control that easily, and the U.S. can let it go through and give them that. So if the U.S. is saying give them what they want, and they already can do that part, they are telling them give them what they want. And the second part, which is really to reform the government, to get the Iranian influence out of their country. That's what the U.S. wants them to do. Take all those Iranian proxies out of the government. Give the people what they want. Tell them you're going to do that. We can already give them the CBI. That's not a problem. Iraq has tried to do that 10 times throughout the years. They want to do it. CBI can do it. But will the U.S. let it go is the question. Will they let it go before Iraq publicly says, hey, we're getting rid of this guy, this guy, this guy. You know, these are, hey, we're giving the citizens what they want, and here's your money. Is that what they're looking for? Or they're giving them the money and then say these people are going to go. The U.S. is in the background negotiating, just like Iran is, who you're going to replace, who you're going to replace them with. So we know Parliament is supposed to be redone. We know they selected some younger people to come in already. They've already selected at least 3 women to put in office. They just haven't announced it yet, and they haven't put them in there. But those are the negotiations that's taking place in the background, and that's what the U.S. is saying when they're saying give them what they want. Because we can give them the money anytime, and as soon as
right.
we see you guys are doing what we need to be done, then we're going to give them the money. And that's what we've been hoping has been occurring during all these meetings, that they're putting the right people in, they're agreeing for them to go in. So then the U.S. can say, okay, make the announcement, let's give them their money, let's do the RV.
So we could be looking at a couple years with them as far as changing out prime ministers and you know, different offices and so forth. We could be looking at a while for them to do all that. It
okay.
took them 2 years to get a prime minister.
Okay, it does, and that's why I said they can't wait for that. The people aren't going to wait for that. They're not going to sit there and give them months and weeks, and no. That's why they said we're not going to stop this crime until we see the change. We're not going to stop riding in the streets. So until there's an agreement, those religious leaders, those meetings that they have come and publicly say, guys, this is what we've decided. This is who we're going to put in. We're going to vote, do this and this. In the meantime, here's your money, but we already have the game plan, then they're going to stop. But they don't have forever to do that, because it was a 1 million-man march today. It could be 5 million next week, and it could be explosive then. And they know it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And that's what the religious leader was telling them today. It's not going to get better. You guys think it's going to be like before, but this time, and he said it, by the time we stop, it's going to be a totally different Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it gave him a warning. So it's up to them.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, you know, you do this, but you do this, but we've already done this. And, you know, they've done everything we've asked. It's just kind of hard to believe that we could still be holding things over their heads to give them what they want and need in their own country.
Okay. But, so you obviously did not read The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, right?
I did not. No, you are correct. I did not read that book. I'm sorry.
Okay. We will hold everything over people's head until ultimately, just like with Iraq, it's supposed to be until we rule. Until we control that
we
economy.
Already did.
Yes, we will. But we don't. Iran has more influence than we do. That's why they have more government positions than we do. But they've been neighbors all the time. They work and live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
They do need to get Iran out of the way.
Yeah, the other line
got
disconnected.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, they told me that it dropped.
I'm sorry.
No. It was another line that dropped.
Oh,
anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Does that clear
it
up for you?
It kind of clears it up a little. It clears mud for me a little bit better. I just was so confused. I'm like, okay, who's waiting?
Participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Hold on for a second.
We
wait,
want them.
Hold on for a second.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Too
all
much
right,
going
good.
On right there for a minute. Okay. All right, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, it was just kind of confusing as to, you know, an understanding of if they want us to, you know, we want them to have it, they want it, and they've been waiting, and they've been ready, you know, for so long, who's holding it up now? That was just my question, but,
same,
you know.
Same people who've been holding it up the whole time, the United States Treasury.
And you don't think that we're not, do you feel like we're waiting for closer to Trump's, you know, time for his reelection in order to make it really look good for him, in other words? You don't think we're waiting on that?
I don't think so. I think it's more important of who's in control of it again. Because he could do it at any time. He could have did it this year and improved the economy. He could wait till January and every quarter say the economy's greater and push it for the election. But we said that about Bush. We said that about Obama. Everybody
right.
did. He's waiting for the next election. I think it's more than that. I mean, he's going to be able to use it. We're at the end of the year. I mean, if he did it tomorrow, next year is going to be great. You know, you don't have to wait till January or April to say the economy is great. It's going to be great the whole year with all this money we're pushing out and the changes and everything else. Plus, he can use this to wipe out the deficit. He's not going to be able to do it in 7-8 months without somebody knowing something. So they're going to have to incorporate this in there. So he even needs a little bit of time for that to happen. It's more important, I guess, to get Iran out. And
okay.
what we're doing is having an economic war with Iran,
mm-hmm.
and they're using Iraq to get around that war. They're using the auctions. They're using the money coming out of Iraq to keep their country afloat, and that's what the U.S. is trying to get control of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate
clear
your
mud,
answers,
huh?
And I appreciate right, exactly.
Okay.
But thank you for your time. You guys have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
All right, you too.
Bills is bills. You gotta pay.
951, you're on. 951.
Hello?
951, you're on.
Yeah, you said hello. Hello?
Is this 951? 951?
Yes.
No, this
hello?
Is 916. You're 951.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying. Sugarfield, did you get my name, Sugarfield?
No.
Hello?
Nope, we got it now, though.
Just give us your question.
Oh, okay. All right, I was just making sure I'm on the line. I'm sorry about that. So I just wanted to ask a question. I'm on the this is my first time on the call, so I'm kind of nervous right now. So about
okay.
the caps, I wanted to ask about the caps. So if I go in there with maybe 50 million, and then they say no, you only can get 10, so the rest can come out on a $2 range. Is that what you were saying?
I was saying if you go to a bank and they say, hey, you got Dong, because you're obviously talking about Dong because you're paying $2. And
yes,
they're
sir.
Saying,
yes,
we can give you our contract rate, which is $8 on the Dong. And
right.
We're going to give you $10 million at $8. So the rest we can negotiate on.
Yeah, that's what
okay.
I yeah, that sounds real good. Yeah.
No, not necessarily two. It could be three, five. Depends on how much you have. It could be 47
oh, okay.
cents, but we can negotiate
right.
on the rest.
All
now,
right.
The
I
other
get
bank,
it.
That's one bank. The other bank is saying, we're going to give you 47 cents because that's what we're giving you. Unless
right.
you're willing to leave this much here for at least 3 years, then we're going to give you $2. Those are two different
right.
banks.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Hey, Ray, do you mind if I say this dream I had? Do you mind if I say it?
The dream?
Yeah. Okay,
no. Go ahead. 5 years,
let's
five
try
years
you out.
Ago, I had, 5 years ago, I had a dream. And just what you said a while ago, that it was finna happen, in this dream you said it. And it came around where a few days later, maybe a week later, it did happen. But you also said in the dream, we have to listen at these two people that is going to tell exactly what happened in their appointment. And it was two people you named. You said it was a person by the name of Red and a person by the name of Pam. So I don't know who they are. But in the dream, that's who you said. And we listened to them, and they let us hear their appointments in my dream. Now, when I have dreams, a lot of times my dream come true. But it was 5 years ago when I had that dream. Now it's coming true of some of the things you said in the dream. So, hey, that's all I wanted to say. So I'm not a prophet.
Who was talking in the dream, me or Tony?
You was talking in the dream. You was the
me.
One talking in the dream. You the one told
oh.
us the two people that was doing the exchange. So I don't know who they are. But in the
okay.
dream, you was saying that. So I'm not a prophet. I'm not anybody. So I'm a nobody. So that's my dream. It ain't nobody else's. It ain't your dream or nobody. But, hey, I enjoy you two guys, man. And we call you over here the next Martin Luther King because the way you come at people. And I mean, that's what we call you. And we love Tony. But we call you the next Martin Luther King. So, man, when everything happens, we need somebody like you to step up. Seriously. Seriously, I know
wow.
Tony not gonna do it. Tony would say I'm going on vacation, but I know you do a lot of things. So hey, we love you guys though. That's all I want to say. So
well, thank you.
All right,
that's it.
Thank you.
All right, back to back. We have another 951 area code. 951.
Hello.
973. You on?
Is that me this time?
It, yes, it is.
All right, because I tried answering the previous one.
Okay.
Anyway. hey, I just wanted to kind of double check here. A while back, I mean, this is probably just common sense anyway, but if you go into exchange at one of the banks and you don't have an account already, you said a while back they wanted you to have an account in place beforehand, so to go in before the appointment and create an account for the appointment.
Okay. What was your question, though?
Is that still what they want you to do? It's always going to be easier
and faster if you already have an account. I mean, people who don't or can't get one, obviously they're going to have to do it right then based on what you have. But if you can already have one, that's something you don't have to do. You can do your exchange, put the money in your account, and keep it moving.
Yeah, okay. But then if you decide not to go with that bank at that exchange time, then you can just close that bank, that account out, and go somewhere else too, right?
Right.
Well,
you can always transfer your money. You're just saying...
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just doing my exchange here. I'm moving the money somewhere else. There's a bunch
yeah.
of people, they're going to tell them that you have 30 days to move your money. Because they're going to do their exchange, but they don't really want them as customers. They're going to tell them they got 30 days to move their money to another location.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I was just thinking about that, and I haven't heard any more mention of it, but the more I thought about it, it's just like common sense anyway. So, anyway, all right. So,
okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 757 area code. You are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Ray. I appreciate all you guys do. Thanks. I appreciate what you guys do. You've hung in here for a very long time with us. My question is, I heard Tony say a little earlier, and I believe also earlier this week, that there were some people exchanging, and those are somewhat the elite people, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. My question is, we're dealing with banking institutions that have told us for many of years, some of them, that this isn't happening. I know that there is always preferential treatment, but how can a financial institution governed by law pick and choose who they want to service but tell us something different? Because isn't that fraud?
Okay. So how long you been doing this?
Ooh, long time, before you even started TNT.
Oh, okay then. All right, so then you understand. First of all, it's not about who you are. For us, it's about who you know, okay? And it's always about who you know. Government officials got paid first and always will, because the Treasury put out the code that is used authorizing these people to get paid. The Treasury does that, which is who? The U.S. government. The banks have never said that the dinar is fraudulent. They said there's dinar fraud going on. There's a bunch of dinar scams on the site. And they made sure to word it that way where we couldn't come back and say, hey, they said this was fraud. Now, a bunch of bank employees have told you, and somebody said, they know nothing about this and they don't believe it's going to happen, because they didn't know anything about it, because they weren't briefed, and they didn't think it was going to happen. Now, but there are definitely bank people who are aware, who have been trained, and who know exactly what's going to happen. So it depends on who you talk to, whether or not you got the right answer or not. We did, again, we are the people, and we got letters from senators and congressmen and that, who said, nope, it's not going to happen. All right, it didn't happen. Maybe while they were in office or while that administration was there. But did they know it was happening? Yeah, I'm sure some of them absolutely did, because we put enough out there for them to know it, for them to ask the right questions. Is it possible there's some of them who absolutely didn't? Yes, because with each committee, even in Congress and the Senate, there's a group of people who know things that everybody else don't know, because they haven't briefed them, because it's not part of their committee. Everybody's not taking part of it. But that's how we looked at it. The banks themselves, do they have the opportunity to give their people preferential treatment? Yes, because right now the RV hasn't happened, so the bank is assuming the risk. You know, do I want to assume the risk with this guy who already got $5-6 million in my bank or $20 million in my bank? Or do I want to assume the risk for this person who got $50 in my bank? I'm going to go with the guy who already has money here anyway. If something happens, we can work it out. This guy down here, I give him $500,000, $1,000, let him come in. He's going to spend that money overnight. I have no recourse. So I'm telling you why the bank is doing what they're doing. Don't mean we have to like it, because I don't like it, because they won't exchange me. And trust me, I've been trying. So anyway, but it is what they're doing. Giving out preferential treatment, but they're deciding who they want to take a chance on and who they don't. They're deciding and getting paperwork signed, giving that rate to them. That's all. Now, what can we do about it? There are things we can do about it. And there are things we can do about it if they decide not to treat us right. Believe me. Now, it might mean that some black SUVs might pull up, but there are things that can be done. Okay?
Well, I appreciate your answer. It was very, very thorough. I do understand the SUV, so I won't be on this line too much longer. I don't need them to come look for me. But I think we all have enough knowledge now to know, okay, it is happening, has been happening. And it's going to happen. We just have to sit, wait, and be patient for them to get to us. But, you know, everything you said was on point, very thorough. In fact, I think the last couple of weeks you have been very, very open with us. And as long as we listen and understand what you're saying, then we know. Again, we have to be patient. Maybe this month, maybe next month, maybe January. We really don't have control over this. Only thing I ask is, people just sit back, have patience, as if you didn't even have it, as if you didn't even know about it. It's going to happen. With that being said, again, I appreciate you. I appreciate Ray. I appreciate the TNT family and the Open Mic family. Mm-hmm. And with that, I bid you guys adieu. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
651 area code. You are home.
Yeah, can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I spoke to you guys a few weeks back, and I mentioned that on the CNBC website they had a strange, I don't know if it was an anomaly, but it appeared not to be after I looked at a couple other sites. But on the Twitter feed, I pinned up the screenshots of the rates on that dinar, and it looked a little weird. Can you guys reach your Twitter feed at all?
I do, yeah.
Okay, look under there. It's like maybe 46 seconds or 46 minutes back, one or two tweets back. Do you see those pictures on the CNBC?
No, was that today?
Yeah, it was just today. It was, let me see what account. There it was. Whoops. I'm kind of, you'll have to look. It's literally just maybe two tweets back, because I'm sure nobody was tweeting it during the show.
I'm looking on it right now. I don't see it.
Okay. Let me just give me 2 seconds. It's right under Colin Thurman, and November 15th. It's in your responses, and there's two pictures right there 32 minutes ago.
Okay. Maybe I don't know how to do it, but I don't see anything. What am I searching? Nope, that's not it.
It's right under Cole Thurman's post. 32 minutes, and then there's a Peg Burnett. It's right between those two, and it's the second one down on the responses to. Oh Lord, this is Friday's call. Yeah, today is Friday. I'm forgetting what day it is. But yeah, it's right there under Friday's call.
I see Cole Thurman, but I don't see your post.
Well, it's right there. It's under NORAA, Nora.
I don't know. Just repost it. You want me to see it? Let me see if it comes up.
Okay.
I don't know. Old Thurman, I don't know who he's talking about. He said he has a bit of an ego problem. I don't know if he's talking about Ray or
Okay, I'll post it right now, right into your thing again. Okay, there's one and there's two. It should be right there. They're right under Cole's. Now there's three of them.
Oh, you're posting in response to him.
I guess, am I?
Because I'm not seeing. It's not coming up on the timeline. No.
Well, I'm putting it right under yours. Well, anyhow, it says you're on CNBC. It's 0.0083. And then once again, it's 0.0083 under investing.com. I just wanted to know your opinion on it because previously you said if it's up, somebody's getting it. And I was just going to throw it at you again to see if you'd seen these pictures.
All I can tell you guys is supposedly that was the rate on the cards for just like here in the U.S., certain contractors and people in Iraq who got their card, their rate was changed. Now, that's what they're telling me, in-country, out-country, they're getting a different rate on their cards than everybody else. And it's been that way for a while. Now, why we can see this on, or you can, CNBC, or wherever, because I'm not seeing it here on Twitter. And the other one, investing.com, it has been changed, but it's not changed on Forex, which is the international. It's not changed on, what's the one that banks use?
CoinMeal.
Yeah, CoinMeal. They haven't changed the rate, another one. So when it changes there is when we will see it.
What's your expectation? I mean, I guess, you know, if you had to go 1 to 10, what do you think in the next, by next Friday at this time? You think we're going to see something?
I would hope that we would, and I do just based on, you know, what's going on today. If it continues throughout the weekend, again, because it's getting worse, it's not getting better, and they know they're going to have to do something before it just gets, you know, turns to the real Arab Spring. Like Syria, or like where was Gaddafi at? I mean, to where they, or like Lebanon is doing now, or like Hong Kong is doing now, and Iraq doesn't really want to see that.
Okay. Well, hey guys, thanks again for everything you do for us. I'm gonna sit back and listen.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
501 area code, you are on.
Libya. Yeah, thank you, Alicia. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm on. Is it I or somebody else?
You're on.
Is you?
No, I'm not Jim. Okay, my question is, if you take it, I hear the term, the phrase Texas quite often in our conversations. What are they doing or not doing that's holding this thing up?
Well, you don't live in Texas, right?
No, in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, what Texas is doing and not doing is they're not showing up at the exchange center. And I said it's my firm belief that we will not be exchanging as long as they don't show up, because we're not going to exchange in every state except for Texas. Texas is a state where the CBI server is located at. Texas is a state where people who put this together are at. Texas is a state that has the most people with dinar. So we're not going to go without Texas. So as long as they're not there and preparing to go, I know it's not happening. When they do go, as everybody else does, and they're sitting there waiting, then we have the possibility of it going. Right now, Texas exchanges are closed. There's nobody there. They're at their jobs, at the banks. Well, other exchanges across the country do have people there, and some are even doing exchanges. They've been doing it all week. But I don't think us as a whole will see it unless, you know, Texas is there. A lot of things have to happen. A lot of people got to be notified. But what we know is if Texas is not sitting at the bank, there's no probability of it happening in the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. They're going to have them in on standby, high alert, just like everybody else when this gets ready to happen.
So who's making the decision down there?
Who's making the decision? Well, if I actually knew who was making the decision, I might not be talking to y'all because I might be already in exchange.
Yeah.
I don't. So, now, I guess the U.S. Treasury is making the decision. Again, Texas is just on the inside, other than other locations, and they're getting the information firsthand. Somebody has to be the lead dog, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Next, I got a little riddle for you. You know why? In Iraq, they don't have driver's ed and sex ed in the same day.
Okay, we're going to pass on that one, but thanks, sir.
Camel can't take the
574, Eric Code, you're on.
Hi, y'all. My name's Billy. I'm from Mississippi. And
hey, Billy.
I've been listening to you. Well, I've been trying to figure out the best way to handle my money. And I don't trust the bank, and I don't trust the government either. I don't. So I got a few different little businesses that I do around here, the small little things that all bring out that paper money cash, right? So I've been collecting that and saving as much as I could. Now, I'm going to tell you what I did with it, and I'm going to ask you if I should do something different. Now, what I did was I put it in all in a hefty bag, and I buried it in my backyard right there because I don't trust the banks. Now, I don't want nothing to happen to my money. I don't know if you can bury money in your yard and it paper money and it comes out okay. And I have another question. If you give me that answer, I got another question. I have some foreign currency, and I'm not sure what to do with that either. It's complicated, and y'all are smart money people, but maybe you can help me with my foreign currency question, too. My question on foreign currency is, can you help me with my first question first? Because I don't want nothing to happen to my paper money, but I don't know what to do with it because I won't put it in the bank.
Okay. First of all, any paper you put in dirt will deteriorate, even if it's in a plastic bag. Okay. So that's probably not the best place to put your money, in a plastic bag in the dirt. So I would remedy that situation, first of all.
Well, I'm going to have to do that. I have to wait till it gets
If you don't want to trust the bank, if you don't want to trust the bank with your money in a bank account, why not try putting it in a safe deposit box or getting a safe of your own and putting it in, since you have all that much money, and put it in there instead of putting it in the ground in the dirt?
Well, there's
okay?
a good idea. I knew I called all you right. for it. There's a good idea. Give me a safe. Yeah, I'll put it in there. I'll make sure my wife don't know the combination, though. I'll tell you that.
Okay,
good job. Good job.
She get in there, she
went
down to the dollar store. Now my other
question. You have?
Well, I believe it's Canada. I'm not sure, but I believe it's from Canada. You know, they got funny money up there. They don't even have a regular paper dollar bill. It's a coin. You ever see a Canadian dollar bill? It's a little round metal coin right there. And you can't use it in the strip bars.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick.
I thought it made it easier to use in the strip bars.
Okay.
You just stick it right there in the spot. They
okay,
the
let me ask
though.
You a question real quick before you stop. Where in Mississippi are you trying to blame all of this?
Taylorville. Waylon Jennings Taylor,
okay.
Trailer Park right here in Taylorville, Mississippi. I've been here all my life.
All
and
right.
I run across some money from Canada.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to call you afterwards because we don't have time to educate the whole state of Mississippi on this call. All right, Ray.
Well, I can help you.
All right,
you call
thank
me
you, sir.
Afterwards.
All right,
thanks.
All right, let's wrap this one up. It's Friday.
Man, I'm saying, look, just so you guys know, he just elevated Texas to the top of the class, huh?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, it is what it is. We're trying to wait and see what happens in Iraq. I mean, what the day brings, what kind of news comes out. You know it's Friday. We're not going to get a whole lot of news until this evening. See where they go, what happens tomorrow. Most banks are ready. We're still on the board. They're still doing exchanges. It's the one we know of, and no bank is just giving away money without having the information that this is, in fact, still going and should be near going. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. If something super fantastic happens, we will definitely tweet it out to you. All right, Ray.
Okay, guys, that's going to be it for this weekend. Let's see what happens. If something does happen, I can contact you and make you aware. So, in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. Sweet Shorty.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now We are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.